The way Seattle is trying to lure what they call novice, or you might say reluctant, bike riders is by building what are called cycle tracks. What's a cycle track, you ask?
The easiest way to describe it is if you took the Burke Gilman Trail and you put it onto the side of the street.
Tom Fugaloro, who writes the Seattle Bike Blog, says they're like trails in that they're completely separate from traffic. Cars park between the bikeway and the moving vehicles.
Unlike the painted bike lanes we're used to seeing, where it's almost like the bicyclist is protecting the parked cars from traffic, it's the other way around.
The idea is based on the Netherlands model, where cyclists ride on a separate network of roads. Like in Holland, these new bikeways even have their own traffic signals. But cycle tracks aren't without their detractors.
We think the process stinks.
At a public meeting about the design of a cycle track on Westlake Avenue North, property owner Bill Wigginton has a face-to-face encounter with Mayor Mike McGinn. Wigginton says he's worried about the loss of parking.
Is it a city obligation, because you haven't mentioned it, to preserve residences and businesses in the Westlake corridor?
There's certainly preservation of businesses and support for business is something we do all the time in city government.
Controversy or not, do cycle tracks work? Do they get the old and the young, the out of shape, the non-enthusiasts on bikes? I decided to see for myself by driving to the Linden Avenue cycle track in North Seattle. It opened last June.
I don't see a lot of speedsters decked out in what looks like racing gear zipping by. It is more of a mix. Several older gentlemen just went by. Earlier, I was standing here with Tom Fugaloro, and I almost couldn't believe what I saw. Wow, he's got three kids with him.
That's right, a man on a bike with two kids in a bike trailer and another on a handlebar seat.
Yeah, I mean, that's the advantage of building really safe bikeways.
Kathleen Pitchler, who lives in the neighborhood, says she's happy the cycle track is here.
Would it prompt you to ride a bike on it?
Yeah, definitely, if I had a bike. Actually, I have one, I just need to fix it.
And proponents of cycle tracks say it's about more than building safe bikeways. The projects always include other amenities as well. Here on Linden Avenue, for example, crosswalks and sidewalks were put in here for the first time. Fred Colby and Barbara Madden both live in apartments overlooking the improvements. They say they've noticed a change in people's behavior.
It's marvelous how you see so many people you didn't see before. They're enjoying sidewalks and the bike lanes.
And it beautifies our city, and it just makes it homey.
Surely music to the ears of Seattle city planners, whose ultimate goal is to create more livable communities. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.